And congratulations, by the way, to our own T. Scott Maher. Hole in one yesterday at Indian Creek Golf Course.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Once in a lifetime.
Did you get a picture?
Didn't expect it. No, I didn't.
Get a picture of the ball in the hole?
Nope. I've retired the golf ball officially, though.
Oh, good. I was going to ask you that.
I did. Yep. And I...
You're going to make a little shadow box for it and put a little doily things behind
it? Yeah, that's what I'll probably do.
Yeah.
I'll probably give it a little bed of velvet or something. And
it's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm looking very much forward to that. Scorecard as well.
Good.
So
very good.
Wow. Yeah,
got a nice little plaque from the golf course too.
That was very kind of him. Yeah, I didn't expect any of that. Really, honestly. So yeah, it was a big day for golfer T. Scott Maher.
Someone call Matt.
Gotta move on. Gotta move on.
That's right.
Someone call Dave Weber.
Well, we gotta revel in the moment.
No, absolutely. And again, I was so freaked out that I didn't really. It kind of hit home when we got to the clubhouse because a lot of people that I didn't know were coming up and congratulating me because they. Like me, had never had one before, and it's a big deal.
They're wanting their beverage.
It's beautiful.
No, yeah. Yeah, the long, long, long tradition of buy one for the house. Sorry, didn't do it.
Nope.
No.
You work in Catholic radio.
That's a big house up there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks anyway. Water for everyone, please.
There we go.
It's beautiful.
All right.
Just get in line at the tap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The water fountain.
Yeah, water fountain.
Yep.
Now you and Father Don Shane, you share that elusive hole-in-one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Father Shane.
Father Shane got one.
I didn't know that.
Of course, he had a bishop witness his, so we know.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. My greatest fear was always that I would be by myself and then hit one and I would have no witnesses.
God's always with you, T. Scott.
I understand that, but I don't think they let him sign the scorecard.
No, just real quick, I was close. I was about 2-3 inches from the cup while playing alone once. So
yep.
It was like, oops, don't go in.
I believe you, honey, even though you wrote a poem for T. Scott, but in 25 years, you never wrote a poem for me.
Well, keep an eye on your mailbox. Mr.
Sure,
Carroll's
he
here?
Said yes. I put him on the spot. He came walking in.
He came walking in. Did you go ahead and pull that up there?
This is mail. I mean, you should have heard them last hour, Mr. Carroll. And now
I did
you're
hear him.
He did.
Now
I
you're participating in the male platonic bonding ritual.
It's a golf thing.
I wasn't able to hear about it or anything. You know, I know it probably made the news and everything else over the weekend news, but I
Channel 42, probably.
Doing other male bonding things.
Ah,
so.
Okay. How did that go, by the way? Were you able to connect your fan?
No.
Okay.
No. Out in the 100-degree weather out at Camp Cedars with the Boy Scouts or Weeblos over this weekend, and it was hot. Friday through yesterday. We left a little early. It was supposed to go till 8 o'clock. And
you look like you lost a little weight.
We left about 3:30.
Do you pass the swim test? Everyone good to go in the water? And
had a good time
out
there.
Okay, wonderful.
So.
Mr. Carroll, did you hear Bruce's poem for T. Scott?
I did. In fact, I saw that he had it up on his PC this morning. I go, here's the poem.
Put it on the shadow box.
I thought he got it out of a Golf Digest magazine or something.
No, it came from Bruce's shared heart of joy with T. Scott, though, in 25 years of marriage and 3 children.
He deserves it.
I never got a poem.
Yep.
After the work on the tower.
He doesn't even send me flowers anymore.
Who, T. Scott?
No, Bruce. Well, T. Scott, no.
Hello, Mr. Carroll. Hey, did you see our completion? The project was completed.
I peeked at it really quick because I wanted to run in here and share in this glory of the hole-in-one.
Yep.
So I just took a quick glance. I couldn't help myself, but all the work he was doing on that last week.
He really,
along with the engineers.
Yep.
So,
did you? Okay, folks. Okay, the man who last hour said he was frolicking and prancing at around the hall.
I was high stepping. I really was.
I recorded it. I have him actually saying he was doing it.
Yeah, alone
there. You should have seen him Friday. He had his Muscle Man shirt on, and he was out there with his sunglasses and driving the bobcat, digging
front
the hole, moving the dirt. He was
so
macho.
He was exercising his right to bear arm.
Yes, he was.
I think it was Amy Schmidt who said that. And the versatility of this man from, you know, being a construction worker, Muscle Man t-shirt to a frolicking, happy-go-lucky,
well, and he and his brother-in-law, Ben, were out building a shed for his father on Saturday.
God, you're a renaissance guy.
Picked the hottest days of the year to do construction work.
I was totally all in by 6:30 Saturday evening. We started at 7 o'clock Saturday morning, and at 6:30 I said, fellas, I'm all in.
Now, I did not hear, what day did you hit the hole-in-one?
Yesterday morning.
Sunday
morning.
At the Indian Creek, and it was... It was a big day for me. I'm not gonna pretend that it wasn't. It was big.
You got time for the poem?
That was huge.
You got time for the poem?
Oh, no. Once is enough.
Now we
well, no, the 8 o'clock people didn't hear it.
Yeah, okay,
so.
Let's see
okay.
The poem.
Okay.
All right, this is my ode to a hole-in-one for T. Scott Moore.
Mr. Carroll, would you like a tissue?
I don't think I'll need one. But.
I've never seen this type of mail. I mean, never have I seen guys get more,
we're
dare
golfers.
I say it.
All right, all
we
right.
We get amped yeah. up over
okay, go
this
ahead.
Stuff.
Okay, go
all
ahead.
Right. On the fourth tee at Greyhawk, three pars under my belt, I surveyed the shot. Any golfer knows how I felt. Water and sand to the right, trees and a cart path also in my sight. 157 yards, I selected my club. Into the wind, a 5-iron should do, I hope I don't flub. It felt like a good swing as the club hit the ball. As it left the tee, it looked like enough club to make that long haul. The ball hit the ground 8 feet from the pin. It rolled, and it rolled, and then it dropped in. There were high fives and hugs as my friends shared my joy, a shout you could hear all the way to Hanoi.
Get it? Joy, Hanoi.
Then after the bliss, it was on to the fifth. I could barely breathe as the next shot I hit. Then through the trees and the sticks, when it was over, I carted a 6.
I think that's a bad thing.
Dear God, I love this game with its ups and its downs. I just cannot wait to play my next round. For T. Scott Maher, an ode to a hole-in-one.
That's golf beautiful.
Applause.
Yes. Oh,
golf,
my God.
Golf clap. Golf clap. Golf clap.
T,
golf clap.
It's okay. Do you need a hug? Do you need a hug, T?
It's all right.
25 years of marriage, and Bruce McGregor has never written me a poem.
Blah, blah, I was expecting blah, blah, the rawhide music.
Hours of child labor, birth.
Isn't that the Titanic theme?
That was. Yeah. Stagecoach. Well, that was Titanic for taking a 6 after a hole-in-one, okay? It's like the ups and downs of golf. It's a nuanced thing.
That's
I
beautiful.
Was still even par after 5,
yes,
though,
you
despite
were.
That. With the it was after that I really blew up.
Did you keep the ball?
Shadow box.
I did. Actually, I wasn't even thinking about it, boss. My buddy said, hey, you're not going to hit that ball, are you? Again, on the next hole. And I said, well, I thought about it. I was planning on it. He's like, no. That ball's got to go.
Maybe
that's
right.
A
case.
That's got to go
that
in
retired.
The back of the bag, and it's gone.
Better
retired.
Yet, let's put a gold chain through it. You can wear it around your neck.
I'm not going to drill a hole in that golf ball. Are you crazy?
Let's well, then we kind of keep it as a keepsake where you put it in a setting.
It's a hole-in-one golf
ball. You put it on a ring, like a Super Bowl ring.
You need to visit with Mary Jorgensen. You know, she enshrined the football up there at the
front. Oh, that's
there
right. With
the her contacts in the business world
yeah,
out there.
Yeah. There we go.
All right.
Little floodlight
still,
over it at
I
home.
I think
it
should make a necklace out of it.
I'm kind
of
hopeful.
I think he should bring it here and put it in his office.
The hopeful. I have the plaque I'm going to put up in my office.
I want to see the ball.
It's in my golf bag in the back of my truck.
I want to see you frolic like you did on the green.
I can't recreate
that.
No, it was totally spontaneous.
A moment in time.
He pranced
I can
and frolic.
Safely say that
he said giddy. Did he use the word giddy?
Oh, yeah. That was downright giddy. That is the only. Now, you guys know me. I am not a hugger. And my buddy and I go back to high school. So we're talking back when we were 16 years old. So what is that? 34 years. We've never hugged. We hugged on the tee box yesterday when that ball went in. It was totally spontaneous.
But it was a lot of hand slapping.
It was high five and then just a big, like a bear hug. Yeah.
That's it.
Great job.
None of this where you could smell his cologne.
No, Jim. Oh, Lordy.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. 9 plus 4. You're about 13 holes in on a 98-degree morning.
Yeah.
I don't think that cologne's going to hold up.
Oh, boy. Wow.
I'm so glad I could be a part of this.
What a picture.
Welcome to the locker room, honey.
Yeah, it's beginning to be like a locker room.